Yeah, I took it off the car. I took it off the
car. He got out of his car.
No, I took it off of the car.
So it's the car's fault.
Yeah, well, the car, oh, fuck.
Yeah, they'll do that. What is that from?
Well, I told you the other night. Were you too drunk to remember?
I didn't think so, but maybe.
Mr. Simpson, the tar fumes are making me dizzy.
Yeah, they'll do that.
What's up, Hoodat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm not drunk tonight. Seems like Damon's car got louder when we started the show.
Yeah, he's on the road.
He's a road dog. Oh, you didn't know? We're headed into the championship weekend, and the Saints are not in it. But the good news is, neither are the Seahawks. We'll keep our playoff talk going. Damon's got a rant about Aaron Rodgers, and there's a couple of minor Saints headlines to talk about before we get to pick them, so put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'm going to go with a one. Got a drink here. I had a drink earlier. So, I mean, I could possibly get up to a two, but it's not going to be anything more than that.
All right. Damon, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Thank you. Zero.
Well, good, because you're driving.
That is correct.
That would not be good.
Or it would be.
Really. Wouldn't that be funny if, like, tonight the only night I had a number, you know? Yeah, right. I'm a five! Woo!
Some of you make it out to the streets. You know when you're drunk, you're like, you know. Behind you, you hear.
Shut up, stupid!
You know, if you hear the magical sound, one of two things will pop into your head. Either one, I'm okay, I'm fine. I can beat this. Or two, I'm gonna go to jail.
All right, let's jump right into games recap. And we had a couple of playoff games this weekend. Two of them on Saturday, two of them on Sunday, as is playoff tradition. Let's start with the first game, Kansas City, New England.
Well, I mean, what can you say about the game other than the model franchise, once again, just take care of freaking business?
It was pretty wild how with, now that Edelman's back and a healthy Gronk, they're just boop, 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 boop. The offense just humming. I mean, Brady's good. What can you say? He's good. Even when Kansas City is known for their pass rush, would get back there, but Brady would get rid of the ball too fast, and they didn't really have a chance to really get to him. But Kansas City stuck around in this game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It definitely was not a blowout. I mean, the final score was just a seven-point win.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's amazing, as long as Andy Reid has been coaching, and yet he still has clock problems. He still bungles the clock.
What did he do? I must have missed that.
Well, at the end of the first half, they had a lot of time. They just let so much time go by in between plays, and they don't hurry up. They go back and huddle when they're trying to run a two-minute drill, and they go back and huddle. It's just like there was no urgency on their part. Even at the end of the game, when they were down, it's like, have a little sense of fucking urgency on top of the fact that Reed has been criticized in the past for doing this exact same thing, and he still does it. Like, and I think they even hired a clock management assistant or guru or something to kind of help prevent that, and it still happens.
Really?
It's
how come I didn't know that there was such a position available, and where can I apply?
I mean, like, you would think, well, shit, yeah, let Andy Reid hire me. It doesn't matter. Andy Reid doesn't listen, apparently.
That's fine. I want to sit on the sideline.
Right, you want the $250 grand every week.
Yeah, and say, fuck it.
Coach,
you're going to do what you want to do anyway, but this is what really should happen.
It's kind of amazing that he continues to do this, which is another reason why you just don't bet bet with Andy Reid in the playoffs.
But New England played with composure the whole game, no matter how much Kansas City hung in there. I mean, New England just showed that it's like business as usual. Been here, done that. This is,
they are the better team, and with Jeremy Maclin limping around and Justin Houston not really being fully healthy, New England was just clearly the better team. But
you would call them the model franchise, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't call them that, but you do.
They are the model franchise, aren't they?
Yeah, look, this is going to be Brady's 10th conference championship game appearance.
That in 15 years.
That's pretty fucking amazing.
I mean, really?
I mean, think about it. We've been to one.
Well, no, we've been to two.
Yeah.
Okay, we've been to two. He's been to fucking 10.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they start throwing out the stats, and you're like, holy shit.
I mean, stepping ahead here, God forbid they win. It'll be their 7th Super Bowl in 15 years.
It's almost 50%.
If you put that in perspective, this is better than anything the 49ers dynasty did with Montana and Young, or the Steelers dynasty did with Bradshaw. On top of this now being in the real crux of the free agency era.
Perhaps it's the best.
This is the best run ever in the history of the NFL, right?
Yeah, 15 years, 7 Super, if they win, 7 Super Bowl appearances, even 6 in 15
look,
years.
Look, even if they don't win this weekend, just to 10 conference title games in 15 years is unheard of.
I mean, we consider Dallas one of the best who has, I don't know, like 8 or 10 Super Bowl appearances in 50 years. You know, what they've done in 15 years is unprecedented.
Yeah.
Some luck was involved. They drafted. They got Tom Brady in the 6th fucking round, okay? I mean, they didn't know they had the next, right. The greatest quarterback.
Greatest quarterback ever.
Yeah, but Drew Brees is a great quarterback. But Tom Brady, I don't know what it is.
Well, but now look.
If
Brees had New England's defense, like if you swapped out Brees and Brady, Brees would have 3 or 4 Super Bowls right now.
Yeah.
It's just the way the rest of the team and the organization itself has been better. On top of Brady, I mean, Brady's obviously great, but
right. Belichick is the best coach in the history of the NFL.
Hard to argue.
Look, Tom Brady gets a lot of credit because obviously he's behind center, takes every snap. But it's really, you have to go from the owner, Robert Kraft, to the sanitation engineer. You know, I mean, from top to bottom, that organization.
Also, all the way down to the ball inflators. Don't forget those guys.
They play a very important part.
Yes, well, yeah.
And the camera operators.
Right.
All right, move on to the next game, Green Bay, Arizona.
What a crazy
ending.
Crazy ending, yeah. I didn't happen to see a lot of the game, but I saw, obviously, the crazy drive. I mean, on top of, look, Rodgers already had that Hail Mary against Detroit early in the season. Then on this one drive, he gets the 4th and 20. I mean, that's one thing. Getting the 4th and 20 is one thing. Then to have another Hail Mary to Jeff fucking Janis.
Right.
Jeff Janis.
Who?
Exactly.
I get it. It really was sort of a boring game. It wasn't that exciting. You know, nothing except in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, when everything happened, that crazy drive. And then just the coin toss itself. And we were sitting with some people and we watched it, and somebody noticed, wait, they just tossed the coin again. What the hell happened? And we were doing something else, weren't paying attention, so went back and rewind it. Sure enough, it flipped it and it didn't spin.
So what if it doesn't spin, right?
It's still a toss, right?
Yeah, I kind of agree with y'all. I mean, he threw it. I don't think he, you know, I wouldn't question the ref. Luckily, both times it was Arizona.
So you have the coin flip issue. So Arizona gets the ball. Then inexplicably, they leave Fitzgerald wide fucking open. And that was amazing. Yeah. What was that, like a 60, 70-yard play right there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you leave him open?
And then just, he just ran, like, with purpose.
It's like they thought they were the Saints defense for a second.
Well, not only did they give Carson Palmer some credit also. He did some pretty nifty footwork there to not take a sack, get out the pocket, and get the ball to Fitzgerald. I don't know if they're going to say they almost sacked him, but he was in danger of getting sacked.
Mm-hmm.
And then just a little, the little shovel pass.
Right. What a great play. And you got to be happy for someone like Larry Fitzgerald. Been in the league. I don't know, but he's definitely a long-time veteran now.
I think
years.
He was drafted in 2003. So he's been in the league over 10 years.
12 years. Wow.
Yeah, him and wasn't it him and Calvin Johnson drafted in the same draft?
I don't.
Or him and
the same draft, or close at least.
I know he and one of the Detroit drafted they drafted however many years in a row, but I know he was drafted in the same draft as Detroit also took one second or third. I thought it was Calvin, but maybe not. Either way, he's been in the league a long time.
I mean, this is not his first Super Bowl appearance, though. They lost to the Steelers.
Well, he's not in the Super Bowl yet.
Well, but, true. I'm kind of counting my chickens.
I mean, they had one good run, but other than that, he's been on some bad teams, and his career is kind of winding down. You didn't know how many chances he's got left, but he's got a good chance here. This Cardinals team is really good.
Yeah. I like the Cardinals. They remind me a little bit about the Saints before we won our Super Bowl. You know, just kind of a bad luck.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, every Saint fan is a Cardinal fan this week. I mean, that's easy to say. But goodness forbid, I mean, I would enjoy if the Cardinals get in. I'd be happy with either team getting in the AFC. I'd like to see Peyton Manning maybe get that final second Super Bowl and then call it quits that he breaks down.
Good luck. He's already broken down.
Right. I mean, the Patriots, again, I'm a fan of. I'm not a hater because someone's successful. I like to see what these guys do. So I'd like to see them win. And then the Cardinals, anybody but fucking Carolina. But to go to the end of the Cardinals game with the with Aaron Rodgers, we talked about the coin flip or the non-flip. What pissed me off is at the press conference after the game, Aaron Rodgers, who's known for his snarky fucking comments, okay?
Discount double check!
Said, oh, it's so hard, you put in all those hours of work. And it comes down to a coin flip. And whatever we had out there. He mentioned the coin flip. Now, if you watch the fucking replay from this cocksucker, the referee tosses the coin or whatever. It doesn't flip. The second it lands on the ground, Arizona starts bitching. I mean, Green Bay starts making a ruckus that the coin didn't flip. Oh, what the bad you got to do? So the referee picks it up, flips it again. This time it flips, and the Cardinals won the ball. Thank goodness that the Cardinals won both tosses. But then this fucking cocksucker, this whiny bitch, you don't win because you suck, Aaron, okay? You're not this fucking, the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL like they like to fucking talk to you about, all right? You're good, but fuck you. Like I said, God forbid, Green Bay would have won it the first time and lost it the second. But anyway, he goes, "Oh, I wanted to change my pick. I wanted to change my pick." Really? Really? So you were going to call heads, right? That's what, or whatever the fuck it came up. You lying cocksucker.
You can't change your pick on the second toss. That's not how it
right.
works.
Oh, but not in Aaron Rodgers' world. I'm sure we'll now have the Aaron Rodgers rule because the fucking NFL is an overreactionary bunch of pussies. Brett Favre didn't touch the ball in 2009 season against us, so we had to have the Brett Favre rule. Everybody got to touch the ball. I had a similar rule when I was in high school that any team I got in my car had to touch my ball, but that's a whole different story.
You had it right next to that sign that in your car.
That's
that
right.
Said,
put out a get out. Right? Right. All kind of rules that I. But
never pass up a bathroom.
Right. Well, that's the new
rules. Right. These are the new car.
We have to come up with a Damon's Rules of Life.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I didn't realize that I told that joke on the show. But just fuck Aaron Rodgers. He's a whiny bitch. I can't think of the exact quotes that he said, but I think y'all would agree with me. He said snark. He has said snarky comments, you know, after wins. He's not a very gracious winner.
He's kind of a douche.
Yeah, he's a giant douche. But after him coming to the podium and the coin toss when Arizona won both flips. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
You know, thank goodness.
That would be the real controversy. That's all you would hear. Everybody'd be writing a story about that. Everybody'd be talking about that.
Right. If the coin
went the other way,
if it did, I mean, justifiably so, maybe, because has that ever happened?
I mean, no. I didn't even know it was.
I don't know.
That ref really reacted. Well, the ref reacted quickly. So maybe there.
No. Green Bay's players acted quickly. They started making a fuss as soon as that coin hit.
Right, he picked it up quickly and flipped it again. Because when they did, right. I mean, he could have said, "Hold on a minute, let me check the rule book here."
There could be a rule for that. I don't know.
Maybe there is, and that's actually what it is. The coin has to flip.
Right.
Okay, but here's the other thing: how do you flip a coin and it doesn't flip?
Practice.
It's called you don't flick your thumb. You just kind of shuffle it like you would
he just kind of threw it up there with his hand, huh?
You know, like the little washerboard game. Just slide it up there.
He was
that's what she said.
All right, next game: Seattle at Carolina.
What a first half!
What a second half!
What a second half too. We were sitting.
Talk about
Carolina put it to him, huh?
I mean, everything that went wrong Seattle's way could go wrong in the first half. And like I said last week, I was pulling for the lesser of two evils in Carolina. I think knowing that there was still this week where Arizona could now knock Carolina off, but it was nice to see Seattle really, really get it stuck to them.
Mm-hmm.
Just first or second play of the game, Jonathan Stewart, boom, down there, and then you had the pick six, and it's 14-0 within the first 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and I'm like, this is glorious. I love watching Seattle have this happen to them.
Well, their luck finally ran out.
Yeah.
Going back from late, I mean, they shouldn't even have been in this game. It should have been Minnesota moving on.
Yeah.
Minnesota would have moved on. Minnesota would have actually been in there.
Right, yeah. In Arizona, yeah.
In Arizona, but you know, you get what I'm saying.
Right, but this is something with Carolina, and it kind of gives me a little bit of hope this week. A couple of times this year, Carolina's gotten off to big leads, and they kind of take their foot off the gas. I mean, they really stalled out in the second half, and well, they didn't score a point the entire second half.
No. It wound up being 24-31, a 7-point game. And I mean, do you think they took their foot off the gas?
I mean, it has to be, or their assholes clenched or something, because they weren't playing the same, you know, when they were up 31. I mean, maybe they were starting to celebrate a little bit too early. I don't know, but they definitely weren't playing the same with the same intensity.
Seattle made some adjustments maybe too. I mean,
right. I mean, that's my thinking. I mean, because my goodness, you have to not say, look, well, we're just going to sit on this 31-point lead and hope they don't. You know, catch us. I mean, if you all right.
Keep it in mind, Carolina didn't play really anybody all year, except maybe Seattle. Well,
they did beat Seattle in
right,
Seattle.
Right.
I think they beat Green Bay.
Again, they beat Green Bay also.
Okay, but so they had 14 games that they're not too great at. So, I mean, to make adjustments against them probably isn't that hard.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We all felt like their record was not really. I mean, they were kind of.
Right, and
not as good as their record.
You heard people saying that after the victory that, well, oh, they can't, you know, because I think it wasn't just us, you know, NFC South division fans who disliked them who were saying that, look, they, you know, they had a weak schedule. I think that was around the league, people felt like that. And they were trying to crow this week, well, look, they finally beat they finally beat somebody, you know, they're for real. They're a contender.
Yeah. Oh, they're all of a sudden a contender because, well, they did beat Seattle twice this year, so.
Right. I mean, that's, you know, that's the narrative going around.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, they are a good team, okay?
I don't want to admit it.
None of us do, but doesn't mean they're not good. As much as we might dislike Cam Newton and hate the whole Carolina.
Yeah, well, I just mainly hate Cam Newton.
Okay, so the next game is Pittsburgh-Denver.
This is a weird game, too.
Very boring game.
Yeah.
I mean, am I the only one who thinks that?
No.
No, it was very boring. Although Roethlisberger appeared to be fairly healthy. He was able to throw the ball. But you could tell, I mean, they really missed Antonio Brown. He made I think if Antonio Brown plays, they win the game. Or even if D'Angelo Williams is in. I mean, heaven forbid if Le'Veon Bell would still be healthy, it would have made a world of difference. But even with D'Angelo Williams, because Toussaint had that huge fumble at the end of the game, I felt like Pittsburgh really, really had chances to put this game away, to win it. I mean, Manning wasn't doing anything. You did have that huge controversial play with Manning where he took the dive and then got back up and throws a 30-yard pass or whatever towards the end of the game. But you realize if...
How is that controversial?
Because he's... With quarterbacks now, you slide. That's basically
a
give up sign. If somebody from Pittsburgh would have tackled him right there, they would have thrown a flag. 100%, they would have thrown a flag.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I mean, I was watching it initially. I did not think that he gave himself up. And when you give yourself up, that's, you know, you're down. You've given yourself up. So I did not initially think that he had given himself up. Watching it live. But then on the replay, that's when it kind of, I said, oh, well, maybe, you know, I kept trying to look.
And I think just with the way the game is called now.
Well, and Manning is famous for giving, you know, he doesn't want to get
destroyed. Yeah, right, right.
I mean, you know, he is famous for taking the knee.
Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh had their chances, but the fumble by Toussaint was costly, and not having Brown was really big. You know, Pittsburgh had a lot of drops.
Well, sure.
Denver had a lot of drops, too.
But look, Antonio Brown may be the best receiver in the NFL right now.
Yeah, yeah. And he returns punts, so then you have him on punts that they can also change the game a little bit. So.
Yeah, boring game. Glad to see the Broncos and Peyton Manning go back to another AFC championship game. Now, I know we talked earlier about this is the Patriots and Brady and Belichick's 10th in 15 years. How many does this make for Manning, and how many does it make for these two fuckers playing one another?
Well, it's in the conference title game, they've only played three times before.
Only?
We've only
been to the Super Bowl, to the conference title
game. But these are two of the great – but they have played a lot in the playoffs. It just hasn't always been –
Right, it's been
in
divisional
the
or,
game,
right.
Like a lot of people think.
So he's led the Colts to 8.
Not title games.
Two AFC championship games.
To How the many? Colts.
For the Colts. Only two? And that means he won them both?
Yeah, he went to two Super Bowls with the Colts.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he's been to two Super Bowls with Denver, or just the one?
Just the one.
Just the one, right.
Look, he was doing a lot of one and done.
Yeah, that's why he doesn't have nearly as many as you would think.
But I thought he'd have more.
No,
than two.
I mean, no, he's got a ton of one and done's. But again, this is Brady Manning, whatever, 15, 16, 17, however many times they played each other. So right. You're going to see a lot of this narrative. But Peyton is just not, he's a shell of his former self. He really is.
Yeah, he's been banged up.
Do you think he calls it quits after this season, regardless of what happens? Do you think his ego could take
it?
Because
he's
clearly not himself, and the way he's playing now, I mean,
it's going to be embarrassing.
Maybe it's not going to ruin his reputation, but it's not going to help it because people are just going to Everybody remembers recency effect.
Right.
People are going to remember him at the end when he wasn't what he was.
Right. But I mean, it would be nice to see him get that second one. You know.
Yeah, but I mean, if he goes, look, if Denver wins and goes into it and they play Carolina, like, dude, Carolina's gonna crush him. That defense would crush him, and I don't want to see that.
Right.
That would be like the worst possible outcome, Carolina.
Right. Hey guys, I'm in my front yard. I'm looking at my neighbor's house. He still had his Christmas wreath.
Oh, come on.
The front door, and his Christmas tree is up.
Take that shit down, man.
His Christmas tree is up. I can see his Christmas tree, and it's plugged in, which is even worse, I think.
That is nubs. Take that down.
You know what? Hold on. I wonder, is that a Mardi Gras wreath and maybe a Mardi Gras tree?
Come on. Give the guy a benefit of the doubt.
I'm going to give benefit of the doubt.
All right, back to the thing.
But LePayton's got a legit defense, so he's got a shot. And in Denver, Brady's not very good in his career. It hasn't always been against Peyton, but against the Broncos in Denver, Brady, I believe, has a
lose. This is not the same Peyton, and it is the same Brady.
This is like playing against Cooper.
You always got to mention Cooper.
Speaking of Cooper, do you know that Cooper has a segment on Fox Sports 1 game day?
Did not.
Yes, Cooper Manning. And apparently he's been doing it all year. I don't know how I saw it. I saw it like don't ask me how I saw it this weekend, but I did. And if you go on YouTube and Google Cooper Manning, you know, he'll pull up the segments. But yeah, Cooper Manning has a little comedy, you know, about a little 3 or 4 minute comedy skit every Sunday.
He's a comedian.
Yeah. He fancies himself a funny man.
Oh, all right. I'd love to see those.
Right, but he's not doing stand-up comedy.
It's on like what Rob Riggle does kind of stuff.
He's doing bits.
Well, but he's doing bits with NFL players. He did one with Drew Brees, and you know, and like he did one with
One was probably good because Brees makes everybody better.
Right.
Did he do the one with Odell Beckham? I've seen that one.
I haven't seen that one. Again, I saw the Breezy Cam Newton one. And the one with Cam Newton, they're like at a spa, you know, and getting, you know, massages. And he's just saying silly stuff like, two SEC greats. You know, I mean, he pokes fun at himself and he acts, you know, he acts goofy.
All right, so that's going to take us into headlines.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
First headline, not sure what to say about this one, but it is in the news. Gail Benson is being named in a lawsuit by the former assistant. Damon had mentioned about Benson firing this guy a few episodes back, and it seems like the guy is not too pleased about it and is now alleging that Gail Benson...
Racial discrimination is what he's claiming.
There you go, yeah.
The Saints released a statement flatly denying it.
Obviously.
I mean, there's no way to know if it's true or not.
Right, I mean, yeah, the lawsuit against them, obviously some people are going to say, you know, this is the 3 R's kind of probably behind this, trying to make make Gail look bad.
Yeah, make Gail look bad. Because I think, I want to say he's, like, the guy is claiming that this kind of started when he said Benson tried to treat him differently when he was deposed and involved with the 3 R's lawsuit. And there was a story about being up at the Greenbrier.
Well, then that's
and,
not racial. That's
well, but it but those... that wasn't. But then he says, Raven,
"You want to mute while you chew?"
He said at the Greenbrier 1 year, Gail basically stuck him in a closet. Benson found out, said, "No, you go stay in a regular room." And when Benson walked out, she said, "I hate you, you effing N," or something like that.
That's what
so,
he's saying. That she...
No, that's not what he said. She said, "I hate you."
Allegedly.
I hate you, you black son of a bitch.
That's it. Okay. So anyway, so now you got this thing
if
on top of
it. If she said it, then that is a racially charged statement.
Because he had also sued over back pay that he claimed he was owed.
Okay. Next headline is Sean Payton's going to be a guest on ESPN Countdown on Sunday.
I guess I'll have to watch for the first time this year.
Whatever.
Is he going to be a guest for like five minutes, or is he going to be a guest for the whole?
I don't know. It just says guest analyst, so I'm sure. I guess normally, I haven't watched it this year, so I don't really know. But I would imagine you're going to have your main group of guys for a while, and all of a sudden they'll cut over to like a side.
Where they're standing on the field.
Or a side something, and they'll talk to them for a while. Then they'll come back, and then, hey, let's bring it back to Sean. What you got, Sean? And he's like, fuck Adele. Like, okay.
You ain't doing no NFL Network guest analyst.
Right.
No, I'm surprised he's, you know, really I'm surprised he's doing any of them.
I know.
Well, notice it's not, if it was on the NFL Network, then I could see why it would be no, but it's not on the NFL Network.
Well, ESPN is just as bad.
Yeah, they are, but they're not. But they don't have NFL on their name.
ESPN, I've noticed. I mean, I have watched this little countdown thing recently, and I gotta say, it has become one of the worst pregame television shows I've ever seen. I mean, Chris Berman is phoning it in.
It's time for Chris Berman to call it quits. Yeah. I understand what he's done for the game of football over the years. He definitely helped to grow the game and the audience, but it's definitely time for ESPN to say no. But I mean, he's been at ESPN since it began. He's such a senior personality there. They're probably like, whenever you want to go, you can go.
I'll bet you they're all ready for him to go. I'm telling you, Sean Payton's on it, you're gonna watch it. Watch how bad it is. I mean, it's like the guy. He doesn't write any of the material.
I don't understand the Chris Berman hater.
Hold on. Because he's terrible.
His shtick just old. It's
not
tired.
Even the shtick. Not even the shtick. Watch it Sunday. Okay?
Okay.
And you're going to see, and keep this in mind, it's painfully obvious that he does not write his own material anymore. And it's painfully obvious that whoever is writing it, he's not reading it. Until he sees it on the teleprompter for the first time live on air.
So are you saying if somebody puts a question mark behind something, he'll end like a Ron Burgundy?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Not only that, no, he'll probably fuck that up. Not only that, but it's clear too that when they're running a package and they cut back to him, he wasn't watching the package. He wasn't paying attention to what the package was because he has no he's become so terrible at segueing from the package. His comments.
How many times did you say package?
I'm just saying, watch it Sunday and you're going to see that it's painful.
It's going to validate my point of not watching it at all this season.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
Well, plus it's bloated, isn't it? Like 3 hours long now.
Yeah, and really the other people on the show are not that much better. It's just basically, they should call it the cliche show. It's just guys saying cliches the whole time.
Nobody circles the wagons.
Like the Buffalo Bills.
Like the San Antonio Cacti.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
It was terrible last week. It's terrible this week.
It's like Chris Berman. I'm going to say it until it's not terrible.
It's going to be a terrible thing every week.
Okay, so let's move on to look at him tweets. Couple of tweets. Zeno is in Atlanta looking for things to do. Ran across a little gym. Apparently he looked up on Google Maps for things to do. And there's the pin for the Georgia Dome says NFC Championship Game. Tickets. TBD at Atlanta Falcons if necessary. Sunday, February 24th, 2016.
And where did he find that at?
It looks like a Google map. Like I guess he was the pin on the Georgia Dome says promoting a possible Falcons championship, NFC championship.
I guess he didn't get the memo after that 5-0 start.
Right.
Nobody updated it.
Yeah. After 5-0, they said that's it. We're in the playoffs.
NFC title game, baby.
They counted their chickens.
Wow.
Just wait a second before you get too excited.
Y'all haven't played the Saints yet, and you know what happens after the Saints beat you.
Well, that's
everyone else does.
Again, Atlanta is a horrible city. It's a horrible city to visit. Don't visit it. It is dirty. It is filled with hooligans and ruffians. They're nothing to do. I mean, again, I guess if you know, for work, if you go there for work, I guess that would be fun.
Well, that's really why Zeno's there.
Well, yeah, go to work and then go lock yourself into your hotel room.
I tell you what, Zeno, why don't you
I like how he qualified that, too. He's like, in Atlanta for work.
Right. Why don't you drive by the Falcons facility in a Saints shirt and just
troll them?
Stand out there with the bird out.
And say, you suck. Well, they're not there. The Falcons are all gone.
As is, of course, the tradition.
Right.
All right, next tweet comes from Neil. All of you name your three favorite things about New Orleans other than the Saints and the Pelicans.
Okay, I'll go with my first one. I love the lax drinking laws here. The fact that you can walk out on the street with a cup of whatever in your hand and nobody gives a shit. I'm honestly surprised why it's not allowed in pretty much every other place.
Well, again, you have to be from here to have experienced this. You know, we all remember the first time we were somewhere else, not in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And we tried to do that, and someone stopped you.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell. Like, yeah.
And you really, when it happened to me, I didn't understand why they were stopping me. I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm finished eating it.
Right.
I need to go.
Right.
And they were like, are you from New Orleans? And I was like, how'd you know?
Are you saying, did they really ask you that?
Yeah. And I was like, I didn't put it together. I'm like, how'd you know that? Like, is it my accent? They were like, no, because you asked for a to-go cup. And I'm like, oh, that's right. And even then I was like, so give me my to-go cup. Like,
right. I'm just walking. I'm not
from New Orleans.
Anywhere.
I know what to do with this thing.
Right.
Oh, okay. I can't bring glass out into the street. That's fine because I might break it.
Plastic.
Someone will get hurt. Gotcha. But I'm going to drink it. Well, and to kind of go with that, I can remember the first time, you know, I went to the, you know, the grocery store in Mississippi because I needed some liquor. Or stopped at the convenience store. I said, where with you? I just need a little pint just to, you know. We got to go to the liquor store. Mm-hmm. What is this liquor store you speak of? This brand place. That
you're... Why can't you just sell it in the grocery store like
right.
Normal people? Right. And on Sunday, hello.
Right.
I'm trying to buy some alcohol for the game.
All right, so the lax drinking laws. I mean, that's kind of a funny one. Are we trying to be funny here? Or are we trying to be?
Well, no,
I actually.
I definitely love that about New Orleans.
Well, I mean, yes, it's nice. I wouldn't say.
Well, I think what Jason's saying, and let me see if I can speak for you here, is it's not necessarily specific to the law, but yes, it is. But it's more a statement on the culture and how we don't get worked up over every little thing. If you look at national news stories, and this might be mine then to add to this. When you look at national news stories and people get worked up over every little thing, you know, we talk about the overly PC culture that has developed over the last 15 to 20 years. Even now, though, New Orleanians just don't get worked up. It's like, you know what? Yeah. That offends you. It doesn't offend me. Agree to disagree. Move on. We're fine. Right. It's that laissez-faire attitude.
Well, if you've ever been to a Mardi Gras, you know, a lot of stuff doesn't really shock you. You know, offend you. And I'm not talking about Metairie Mardi Gras because that's family Mardi Gras. And there's definitely a place for it. And then New Orleans had its own family Mardi Gras, you know, up St. Charles, you know. But if you've ever been to the Quarter.
Yeah, they'll do that.
one of the funniest times, me and two buddies were walking down. This female was walking toward us on Bourbon, and she had she had two bowls of jambalaya in her hand, and she dropped something. You know, or in one, she dropped something. I don't know, she maybe not bowling, but she dropped something, and I picked it up and gave it to her. And she looks at us and goes, "Thanks, guys. Here's a boob." And just drops her, and just drops her shirt, you know?
Here's a boob.
Right, thanks, guys. Here's a boob. And it's like, well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you, my lady. Yeah. And the world would be a better place if more people did that. You know?
So the three of those combined to, we don't get overly worked up over too many things. And you know, the funny thing is that's the best and the worst thing, because to Sean Payton's point, he's driven over many a pothole. And when the water doesn't work, when we say we don't get worked up over things, we don't get worked up over anything. Like a pothole, yeah, right. Drive around.
we don't, the pothole. Right. It's a natural way of life. Yes, it's a pothole. What are we going to do about it? Right. What, to get upset over a pothole?
Yeah.
I live in the swamp, for Christ's sakes.
Exactly.
I do love the fact that it seems like there's always something going on. There's always something to do.
Yes. Always a festival.
There's always something. There's never not anything going on. Whether it be a big festival, small festival.
Except on Ash Wednesday.
Oh, one day of the year? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the day after Monday, not much going on.
No. Everybody's cleaning up. And
everybody's going to church.
They're wiping They're wiping the vomit out of the streets.
And we're allowed to take a day off.
But again, one of the things, I mean, you know, they're the easy ones that I'm sure we'll get to, but to me, I totally enjoy the history of New Orleans. You don't really appreciate it when you're a child, you know. I mean, we're about to celebrate in 2 years our tricentennial, which is just, you know, 300 years old. The plantations up and down the Mississippi River and the river parishes are just beautiful and majestic and so much fun to visit. If you come down here, I would suggest the Homeless House. I'll find that one of the best, you know.
I'm not going to be, say, standard and say the food, even though the food's great. But I love the fact that this is just such a different place. And maybe that's part of the first thing you said. Like, it just feels so different than any other major American city.
The culture.
Well, not only the culture, just like, just... It just
that is what that is. You're describing culture.
Oh yeah, the culture, but like it's old, it's lived in.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of dirty and smelly.
Well, but because
in some spots, but it's.
Well, you said it because it's old and lived in. You know, it's like your comfortable pair of shoes, not like a Houston, which is, you know, a relatively new city as far as taking off to be. You know, what it
right
is,
to be
you
like
know,
one
I mean,
of the biggest cities in the country.
Right. I mean, yes, Houston is you know, also a couple hundred years old. But everything's new. All those little towns around it, the buildings are new. Everything's, you know, conformed. And everything looks the same. And everything, you know, and it's clean. And people like that. And I don't blame you. But it's kind of sterile. And
there's no character.
And no character.
And that's the difference. I mean, yeah, even the trees, the oak trees. If you go down, drive down Carrollton and St. Charles. Oh. I mean, beautiful streets because of the trees. I like the trees.
We know this. I forgot what those.
Or how about the fact that it's a smaller city, and we've talked about that a lot. How, you know, even in, like, NFL markets, you're considered it's one of the smallest NFL markets, right?
Right.
But because it's small, it has that small town. Everybody knows everybody feel, even though you don't know everybody.
Yeah.
But you can say, like, you go to a festival or a restaurant or a live music event kind of thing, and everybody just kind of has a familiarity with each other.
That's something that is definitely unique to the South, you know, more so than the North, and it's not being, you know, I'm not being just because I hate Yankees. The South is a more friendly area, you know, where you, right. I mean, you have none. We don't have any problem with just talking to the person in front of us at the grocery store.
Yeah,
like we know them, like you said, yeah. It's like we all have this shared community and knowledge, and we, you know.
What else do you like about New Orleans?
Is everything, but if I had to choose.
I would just finish with I really love the homeless people under the bridge.
Mm, yeah, well,
it's one of my favorite things.
No, well, that's like not actually New Orleans.
I like the oppressive heat in the summer.
I like the random hurricane.
Yeah.
slam into it without much of a warning.
Right. I like all the street beggars asking you where you got them shoes, or that they can tell you where you got them shoes.
Right.
I like the corruption at City Hall and how we can never have a mayor who doesn't end up in jail.
No, we've only had one mayor end up in jail and one governor. Only one. But everybody has a mayor and governor who goes to jail. Well,
yeah,
I mean, that's not,
yeah, that's kind of common.
You know, the difference is, right, we're just blatant about it. We don't try to hide it.
Right.
We just kind of thought this.
That's because we don't get worked up about it. It's like, ah, you're crooked. Yeah, you know what? Well, kind of like what Matthew McConaughey said we put on last week's show. It's kind of like you're okay with the guy getting away with it because it's like, hey, congratulations, you got away with it. Mainly because you kind of wish you could get away with it.
Right. And look, let's not forget, it wasn't until the federal dollar started pouring in that, you know, people started going to jail. It's when we started spending other, when they started stealing other people's money.
Right.
The other people went, hey, now. Hey, wait a second. That's not cool.
Right. All right. So that's a look at them tweets.
Uh-huh.
Let's hit pick'ems. It's all about the king. You fall like the rest. Your failure is my success. It's all about control. We make it. I will deliver the pain. You can't take it. I'm in control.
Like hit pick'ems. We will. Not as bad a week as I thought it was going to be, but Jeff and I both went 2-2. Damon went 3-1. So heading into this week, Damon and I are tied 49-41. Jeff is two games back, 47-43. So if either Damon or Jeff, I mean, if either Damon or I win a game, Jeff is eliminated.
All right. So no pressure for me.
So Jeff will definitely be buying part of the dinner that.
Is that
one of us win a game?
Oh, that's right.
Was there a Smitty's bet? Where was it?
No. It wasn't a Smitty's bet. This was a dinner.
It wasn't anything super fancy, I don't think.
No. It wasn't Ruth Chris and it wasn't Smitty. Right. It was, you know, Hooters. I don't know. I mean, you know. And really, right now, what if Jason and I tie?
Well, I better start saving up.
Did Jeff have to buy both of them? Have to buy the whole thing.
That's right. Give me the lobster.
I don't remember.
Ooh,
that.
Jeff, you better hope one of us.
Well, we are not going to Drago's.
No. Okay, we'll go to Hooters or Bobby Abrams, KJ.
Or like Acme or somewhere. You know, there's some place. We'll be all right.
Yeah. Oh, look, we're not winning. Jeff is just losing.
Yeah, right.
Y'all can, and then no splitting your picks to fit this thing to work. All right.
That's all we're doing. Whoever Jason,
yep, that's it. As long as we stay ahead of Jeff, we'll let Jeff go first.
Game over.
Oh, you're being like the Panthers. You're just kind of holding on to the lead.
Send it
forecast. I gotta read that one. Hungry Hoodat goes 2-2 as well, so he stays a game ahead of both of you with 50 wins. Then you guys at 49, Wheels at 48, me at 46, Alex Barbie, 44. Oh, I'm sorry, but Neil passes Alex with 45-45.
Wow.
Neil hits 500. Dad Twins, 43-43. And Mr. Cizampo, 30-38.
Don't worry, Mr. Cizampo, you don't have to buy us anything.
All right.
First game, the AFC Championship game.
Not a lot of good games to choose from this week.
No, only two that were worthy, you know.
Okay, all right.
It's kind of been that way all season. But here we go, Manning Brady, blah blah, New England at Denver. Again, Brady not very good in Denver. I believe these teams played in the conference title game 2 years ago in Denver, which Denver won. So Manning, obviously not his old self. They do have,
or
a good,
he is his old self.
They do have a good defense. They're fairly healthy. New England's fairly healthy. You saw the difference just by getting, Julian Edelman back last week, made all the difference in the world. So even though this game is in Denver, the Patriots are favored by 3.
I will go first and I will take the model franchise. The New England Patriots and Tom Brady know how to beat Peyton Manning when he's young and on top of his game. a broken down shell of himself, I'm sorry to say, will not get out of Denver.
Even though it's in Denver and their defense is good, just Peyton's not good enough to win this game. I feel like New England's going to score 24, 25 points. I don't think that Denver can score that many.
Even with Osweiler.
Right. So I'm going to go with New England also.
All right, so here's my choice.
But you only have one choice.
Well, I need out of the next three games, I have to go 3-0, right?
Right.
Well, I have to win out. All right, then I'm taking New England for all of the reasons you just said.
Okay. And then our final game, the later game, Arizona at Carolina. Arizona looked a little shaky last week, even though they did get the win. Carolina, of course, got off to the hot start, struggled in the second half. Again, both teams are fairly healthy, and the Panthers are favored by 3. I'll go first. I'm going to take the Arizona Cardinals.
Yep, that's where I was going.
Carolina's favored by 3?
Favored by 3. I mean, Jeff, if you want to pass us, your only hope is to take Carolina here. And that would pull you.
This would be a good if you need to.
If Carolina does win, then you're only a game behind going into the Super Bowl when you could technically tie one or two of us.
That I have to go different, so I have no choice. I'm taking Carolina.
As much as it probably pains you to do it, I mean,
the good thing is it's a 3-point
game, right?
It's not like a 6.5. It's 3 points.
Right. It's reasonable. I mean, these are two pretty evenly matched. These teams are both good. I mean, it's. And all right, there's your pick'ems.
All right, final thoughts.
Another musical legend passed away, Glenn Frey of the Eagles. It just seems like, man, all these famous legends are being taken from us. You had David Bowie, then you had Alan Rickman, then you got Glenn Frey. Can't they just take the fucking Kardashians instead? The world would be a much better place. Not that I'm not the biggest Eagles fan. I mean, I know a few of their songs, but another guy that died in his 60s. It seems a little young. But.
Well, 60s keep getting younger and younger.
They keep getting closer and closer to us.
That's my point. Right? They keep getting younger and younger.
Yeah.
That's all the show we have for you right now. We want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show. Used to be, you could listen to the show at DomePatrolPodcast.com. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Seattle 12's pieces of shit.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
do my thing. My thing. Want to let me do my thing. My thing. Want to let me do my thing. My thing.
This here song is a true story. Ain't nothing fake about it.
I try hard to do right, but I keep on doing wrong. Let me do my thing.
Let me do my thing.
Oh, let me do my thing.
Let me do my thing.
See, you say stop, I say go. I don't know how far to go when I do my thing.
Let me do my thing.
Oh, let me do my thing.
Let me do my thing.
I try hard to do right, but I keep on doing wrong. Let me do my thing.
Let me do my thing.
Let me do my thing. You say stop, I say go. I don't know how far to go when I do my thing.
Let me do my thing.
Oh, let me do my thing.
So
won't you let me do my
thing? Won't you let me do my thing?
I'm doing the same old thing.
My thing.
Will I grow to be a man?
Let me do my thing.
Will I ever maintain
my thing?
Woo.
Won't you let me do my thing?
Tell me what's going on. A blacks and whites, we need to all get along. Do our thing.
Let me do my thing.
Go on and do your
thing. Let me do my thing.
Just like Marvin Gaye. Tell me what's going on. A blacks and whites, we need to all get along. Do our thing.
Let me do my thing.
Go on and do your thing.
Let me do my thing.
See, all we need for us to show love and recognize only one up above. Do your thing.
Let me do my thing. Let me do my thing.
See, all we need for us to show love and recognize only one of us. Do your thing.
Let me do my thing.
Go on and do your thing.
Let me do my thing.
See, you smoke pop, I like the drain jack. But what's so different from the ones on crack? Still doing that thing.
Let me do my thing.
Oh, let me do that.
Let me do my thing.
See, you smoke pop, Glenn likes the drain jack. But what's so different from the ones on crack? Still doing that thing.
Let me do my thing.
Oh, let them do that thing.
Thing.
I'm crazy over that dope to the little go. I play my trombone, there's nowhere to go. But I'm doing my thing.
Let me do my thing.
Don't let me do my thing.
Let me do my thing.
I'm crazy over that dope to the little go. I play my trombone, there's nowhere to go. I'm doing my thing.
Let me do my thing.
Don't let me do my thing.
Let me do my thing.
My wife and my mama, they stuck on my side. Until they got tired, now I feel like crying. I'm doing that thing.
Let me do my thing.